sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Good morning and welcome to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Mark Carr, team member of the Becky Ivins Real Estate team, here with Becky Ivins. How are you doing this morning, Becky?
I'm doing great, Mark. How are Good. You doing today?
Well, I'm halfway into coffee and
okay,
another half to go.
Oh, okay. Well, very good. You know what we're talking about this week?
I do. House trends. What's happening? Things are changing in what people are looking for in homes.
Well, you know, when I first started selling homes, it was the late 70s, and people were looking for, basically almost everybody was purchasing a three-bed, two-bath, two-car house. And the new homes had vaulted ceilings, the 70s, the vaulted ceilings, and sometimes they would be a very dramatic exterior because you would have this big wall and then the vault, you know. So that was the 70s. But let's go back in time just a little bit.
Heading back in time. I wish I could sing.
Can sing.
Yeah.
But the okay, back in Oklahoma is a fairly young state, so we didn't have a lot of building before 1900 here. But in the 1900s to 1920s, they were mostly two-story homes that are still standing. I mean, they may have built modest homes, but the ones that you see that are still around are two-story homes with bedrooms upstairs, very modest closets because people didn't have that many clothes. And the bathrooms were
kind of modest bathrooms too, right?
Well, it was a sink, it was a toilet, it was a bathtub.
Yeah.
Basically. Now, those homes have mostly been redone now, and they're a lot more livable to today's standards. But it was not unusual. It was unusual to find a garage back in, because, where did we have cars?
Not very many people had cars.
That's true.
Yeah.
So garages didn't come with these great big homes. And great big homes, by the way, it would have been considered a great big home if it was 2,000 to 3,000 square feet. Now that's a little bit more of the standard,
right?
Well, then in the 1930s in Oklahoma, someone discovered that we had clay soil and started baking bricks, right? So we had a lot of brick going on the homes, whereas before they were siding. Okay, and so in you'll see this around May Avenue, 16th, 18th, 19th area, northwest. You don't see the 30s homes a whole lot on the east side of town, but you do see them in the northwest and southwest parts of Oklahoma City, and they have the very tall, steep gable roof that's bricked in the front of the house, a big front porch. Some of these had garages, but they were detached mostly. So if you live in one of these homes, call and be a part of our conversation.
If you want to call in and join the conversation, you can at 405-840-1000. That's 840-1000. So in the 1930s, that was, so they had like a little gravel driveway often behind the house that got to the garage. Is that correct?
Well, the rich folks had gravel. The ones that weren't so rich had dirt. But again, people had cars at that point, but they certainly didn't have two cars.
Yeah.
So you had single car garages up until about the 1940 was the craftsman style home, basically. A lot more siding back on the house instead of the brick. Not sure why they went backwards on that, but they did.
Yeah.
And so sometimes you would have the brick halfway up the home and then the wood columns on the big front porch again. And that was the neighborly thing. everyone kind of gathered as neighbors in the front yards.
Front porch, neighbor conversations.
Yeah.
Evenings on the porch.
Right. So then in the 50s, post-war housing was very modest, but more people were buying homes. So you came up with most of the homes built in the early 50s were more like two-bedroom, one-bath, or three-bedroom, one-bath homes, one bathroom. That was, we look at that. Jim and I visited a family member last weekend, and there was one bathroom in this house. And we looked at each other and said, I don't think we're ever going to have one bathroom. We're not used to waiting at our house. You know, there's always a bathroom available. But that is, so the 50s was pretty modest. In fact, in the 50s, early 50s, the walls were still not insulated. There was insulation on the in the attic, but not in the walls of the house. It was kind of tar paper wrapped, and that helped with wind and stuff, of
right.
course.
Didn't they just kind of put anything within the walls that, like, during construction of it, it was just newspaper or things, like, random? Because I've heard of those age homes, like, they remove stuff from the walls, and it's...
Yeah, but that's not all the walls. I mean, they might run into something.
Yeah.
So...
And I would think in the 1950s, the baby boom would be the big changer. Like, all of a sudden, there was just a lot of kids.
Well, that,
a lot
and
of families.
That's true. So that's where you came in with... In the 50s, most everybody had a car, of course. Mm-hmm. So you had a garage. A lot of those garages got converted to living space. And the driveways were long back then. The lots were bigger. It was pretty usual to have about a 140 feet deep lot that these homes were on. And now, by the way, I'm not taking this from any historical document. This is just the knowledge I have of the market. So if I'm making a mistake, someone call and correct me here. But I'm just my observations. And then in the 60s, everybody wanted two bathrooms. Not everybody had them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we had eight people with one bathroom and somehow made it work, you know. But the 50s, more the ranch-style house, the kind of spread-out one-story house. And they started having garages attached to the house instead of detached. And I'm not sure if it was convenience, because a lot of those houses in the 40s and 50s that had the garages attached didn't have a door from the garage.
You couldn't get into the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still had to go outside.
I was showing a house on about 23rd Street,
mm-hmm.
Northwest 23rd Street, somewhere around there. And they were like, where's the door from the garage? Had a single car garage. I believe it was built in the 50s, if I remember correctly. And there was no way in. You had to. And they were like, who would do this? Why would you do this?
And it's not an easy fix, because the garage is more at ground level, and the houses were built up on a conventional flooring with crawl space. So you usually needed three or four steps to get from the garage to the house. So it's not like just cutting a door.
Right.
You've got to have room for the steps. And those garages were not built with enough room to spare for steps. So that's kind of an issue when you get to those houses.
Right.
So, and then we get to the 70s with the vaulted roof.
So when we come back, we're going to be talking about what's happening in the 1970s into today and trends in housing market, and taking your calls on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're talking about trends in design and house plans in Oklahoma. And we kind of walk through the decades. We're up to the 1970s. What was happening in the 1970s within Oklahoma?
70s were a little bit larger homes.
Mm-hmm.
Almost all new homes had two bathrooms, two-car garage. And the garages were pretty big back then. I mean, not unusual to have a 24 by 24 garage. And nowadays, if you get 19 by 20, you're good. We have very small garages now.
I remember seeing, like, you had a formal living in the front, family living in the back, one hallway that would have three bedrooms.
Now that was the 60s. That was the 60s. Now the 70s, it was more into one big room.
Hmm.
And it had vaulted ceilings, so it felt, they called it a great room back then. And it felt so much bigger because it had the big vaulted ceiling. And vaulted being sloped on one side.
Okay.
And vaulted up to a very high pitch. Yeah. And lots of clear story windows, they would call them, which is at the very top of the peak on the flat side of the room, you would have windows that would bring light in. And they would bring light in, but they never got cleaned. Because they were like
they were 16 or 18 feet
in the air. So that was hard to maintain. But the kitchen, there was a big great room, was kind of the change in the 70s.
Yeah.
And you almost always had the utility room inside the house, whereas in the 50s, it was almost never in the house. The 60s, it started becoming inside the house, part of them, but most of the time you started your washer and dryer in the garage. But in the 70s, you had inside utility rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you got into the 80s, it was the era of, and why I don't know, no one used them, but they had formal dining rooms that were open to the living room, but separated by fences. They would have these little, less than half wall. They were shorter, but kind of the little post that were like you would see.
That would go from the half wall to the ceiling, right?
Well, no, I mean, these were lower.
Oh, that would go from the half down. Yeah.
It was all open, except for the areas were separated by these little fence walls. And some of you still live in those houses, and... but that's kind of it. But in the 80s, the master bathroom got big, and the master closets got even bigger. 70s, they had bigger closets. You almost always have a walk-in closet in the 70s in the master. In the 80s, you usually had two walk-in closets in the master. You had a tub, and you had a step-in shower and two vanity sinks. So the 80s, the master got a lot bigger, more important than the secondary bedrooms and bathrooms were kind of small.
Hmm.
Then in the 90s changed a lot. You started having 10-foot ceilings in the living part of the home, the entry, living room, kitchen. And formal dining, if there was a formal dining. And there mostly always was in the 90s. And so you had the tall ceilings with the transom windows above doors. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you would have full windows, almost floor to ceiling, that looked, when you walk in the house, you could see to the backyard. That was the 90s. The 90s, they started... making the bathroom, the master bathroom, so large that if you look at the footprint of the home, it was at least as big as the master bedroom, the master bathroom, and sometimes the closet area combined with that was bigger than the master bedroom. And the master often had a, what I call a coffered ceiling, which is a sloped, it would have an 8-foot plate line, top plate line, on the exterior of the home in the bedroom areas. Uh-huh. But in the master, they would slope that up with the roof to add an extra foot or two to make it a taller ceiling without having to raise that plate line outside. Raising that plate line is expensive because any time you go over 8 feet tall on brick on the outside, it costs you at least 1.5 times. As much for the bricklayer. The brick costs the same.
Yeah.
The materials cost the same. But your bricklayer doesn't like to climb up on scaffolding to lay brick.
Yeah.
So they were kind of creative in how they kept the cost down like that.
So you can keep your brickwork under scaffolding height. I mean, that's a tremendous savings. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah. And then, so the 80s, we had a lot of cathedral ceilings, too. Instead of the vaulted ceiling, which was just sloped up one side, it would be the cathedral ceiling, and some beams started coming in the 80s. The 90s, it was, you didn't get so much of that. It was more of the flat ceiling, but they were taller.
Yeah.
So in the 90s, the big bathrooms, utility rooms started being more important. So you got a little counter space and sometimes a sink.
Sometimes utility sink became like...
in the utility room.
Yeah, your fancy pants when you got a utility sink.
Cabinetry in the utility room. But the utility room in the 90s was a little bit more of a hallway from the garage to the house rather than a room.
Mm.
So... the 90s, a lot of things changed floor plan-wise. So then you get into, I mean, the 90s. And then the 2000s were a whole lot like the 90s. There were still tall houses. And by the way, tall houses being, we called them a tall house. You built the house up about a foot above grade level. And the perimeter heating and air conditioning that goes under the ground was made of PVC instead of galvanized metal or transite. Mm-hmm. So those tend to last over the decades. So that the perimeter heating, which is more efficient to operate.
Yeah.
Because it's underground instead of in a hot attic or a cold attic. But most of the houses... In the 2000s, you found almost all houses being built with overhead heat and air, upflow, we call it. The supply flows up from the unit and is dispersed from the ceiling. And that is gives a lot more flexibility on where your furniture placement is because you don't have to accommodate for the vents in the floor.
Well... When we come back, we're going to be talking about the trends that are happening now and what do we see and where do we see it going to and taking your calls. So we'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. We're here with Becky Ivins, and I'm Mark Carr, and team member of the Becky Ivins team. When we're talking about trends in house plans and things that are changing, kind of walking through the decades of how we've got to where we are, and taking your calls. You can call in and join the conversation, ask a question, make a comment at 840-1000. That's 405-840-1000.
Hey, call us because I found some more Casa Perico gift certificates. I thought we were out, but I found a little stack.
Oh, nice. We'll call in and...
Yeah, get you a stack.
Get you a gift certificate.
Get you a free lunch. How's that?
From our place at Casa Perico. Our word of the day is brought to you by Robbins Roofing, where their word every day is trust. You can trust Robbins Roofing from a small repair to a complete replacement. You can give them a call at 728-3700. That's 405-728-3700. Becky, what's our word of the day?
How about trends?
Trends.
Okay. Well, trends is just a general direction in which something is developing or changing. So we've been talking about basically housing trends over the decades, and we kind of covered it up into the 2000s. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about how it's changing now into from yesterday to today. What's changing recently here in the metro? Central Oklahoma is what we're talking about, okay? So one thing that is changing, and you brought this up on the elevator on the way to the show.
Yeah, it's one of the things that I hear from buyers more often in this past year is, I would like to get outside the city, just outside the city, and have a half acre, an acre of land, 2 acres, so that I can get away from people.
And there are folks who want to be around people and those who do not. And the trend actually is in both directions. It is out to where you get a bigger yard and a little bit more space around you. And then the other trend, which is also flowing about the same speed, is the downtown condo.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can still have a lot of space because you got Scissortail Park and you've got other parks and walkability downtown, but it is in more of a compact environment where folks live right next to each other, see each other in the hallways and such.
Right. You have Wheeler Park, which is just an interesting little development, very different for Oklahoma.
Right.
Where houses are more vertical together, but you're close to walking paths and cycling paths. And
So it's a trend in both directions, mm-hmm. kind of. But there's still the majority of people live in subdivisions, which are just houses made out of ticky-tacky, and the houses look all the same, right?
I love that song.
And so what's changing besides the environment the house sits in? The house itself has almost always has, unless it's a custom build that someone decides to build differently, the master bedroom is downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
With the master bathroom and a guest bath. And very often you'll find two bedrooms downstairs and two bedrooms upstairs. And the ones upstairs sometimes will have two bathrooms, but usually a Jack and Jill mm-hmm. bathroom. All the floors are taller ceilings than 8 feet. There would be 9 or 10 foot ceilings in most all the house.
Yeah.
You may have one side of the house, an 8 foot plate line, that's got secondary bedrooms and a bathroom. And then the open floor plan. We have been dealing with a very open floor plan, and I think we've mentioned before about the client that told me, and you're helping this client, but
yeah.
that they don't like cooking dinner in their living room.
Right.
So how are floor plans changing over time? Well, you definitely have a utility room inside, and it's usually more than just an excuse for a room. It's an actual event, right?
Right.
The utility room.
Yeah.
For washer, dryer, sink, folding area, places to hang things and drip dry things. And I will tell you that the outside of the house is more living area outside. Very common to find larger covered patios, front porches that can seat some chairs, and fireplace outside, cooking area outside. You know, so the exterior of the home is being designed to where it's livable inside and out.
That's a huge trend that we've been seeing that was happening pre-pandemic was a lot of outside pergola, a lot of outside living space, and then the pandemic has just caused that to happen in a greater sense. And that's one of those areas, Becky, that you see that adds a lot of value to your home. Of when people say, what is it that I would do that would add value to the home, not just enjoyability? Because most changes people do to a house doesn't necessarily add value. It adds enjoyability to the house. But a lot of outside features we see add value. People are buying homes right. for their outside features.
For sure. They're giving them not square footage value, but mm-hmm. feature value.
Right.
Another thing that we have seen actually since the 90s occasionally, but you're going to see this more and more, are double islands in the kitchen. You're going to see two big islands in the kitchen. And we're seeing that some now. But that is the big open floor plan again.
Mm.
But some folks are kind of rebelling against the open floor plan, and they want something a little more closed off to where the sound doesn't travel, and you can have the football game going on in
right.
the living room and maybe another conversation in the kitchen, not competing with each other.
Well, I think one of the big things is there's so many more people working from home or working 1 or 2 or 3 days a week from their homes. And right. So then you're competing with each other for sound within the home.
Right. Yeah, because you don't want the, I mean, we've all seen the commercials on TV about the someone trying to work and yeah. the dog's in the background and grandma's going through in her nightgown in the background. So in the vast ceilings, you're seeing a little bit more fabric in homes to cut down on the echo.
Hmm.
A little bit more warm things like wood that will actually help absorb some sound as opposed to just the, like a tile floor echoes more than a wood floor.
Hmm.
Laminate floors kind yeah. of in there with the tile too, yeah. by the way. So that's one of the things we're going to continue to see high ceilings in the homes. And the vaults or the cathedrals are usually have beams that go up the sides and then across the middle. If this were an attic, you'd call it a collar tie. But it is a decorative yet structural element of the home. And you're seeing ceilings like shiplap on the ceiling. Because these big, vast areas that are open, the wood ceilings help absorb the sound.
Mm.
So, and you see area rugs for that reason as well. And then the ceilings are kind of a big deal in our building right now. You're seeing a lot more barrel ceilings, like in a kitchen. It's rounded. The whole ceiling is rounded, like half of a barrel,
yeah.
half of an enormously great big barrel. And usually those have wood on them.
Is that a sound or is that a design trend?
It's a design trend. Okay. I mean, they do help with sound, but it yeah. definitely is a design trend. One of the other things you're seeing, which you saw back in the 70s, and you're seeing it again now, is the freestanding bathtub. Now, the freestanding bathtub in the 70s was jacuzzi with a great big frame around it. And
right.
tiled end where you had the candles and the everything sitting around on it, but it was like in the middle of a bathroom. Now you're seeing the vessel tubs.
Which crack me up. They really do. There are things that just tickle me within homes but you have a bathtub within a shower is a current trend. Like it's a giant shower and it's got a bathtub and a shower next to it. And if you love it, you love it. It just looks weird to me.
Well,
then people with chandeliers on top of their tubs. What in the world? That's like a disco ball up there.
I've got an enormous chandelier above my tub.
Oh, you do? I didn't know that.
Oh, yes. But lighting is a huge thing that is being concentrated on right now because lighting adds a lot, and the big chandeliers, you're going to see a lot more of that.
I love chandeliers.
Well, you're going to see them in odd places.
Okay.
You're going to see them in bathrooms. You're going to see them in secondary bedrooms, whereas before you just had one light in the middle of the ceiling. It will be something large and just pronounced.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, that'll be more chandeliers in my life. I like it. We'll be back with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move, News Radio 1000, KTOK. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move.
Headed toward home here, aren't we?
On our trends.
Okay.
What other trends do we need to know about?
We got a lot more trends to talk about. We talked about light fixtures. Showers in bathrooms are getting very large. Instead of the tub having the big surround cabinet around it, the tub is more of a vessel tub with a shelf somewhere very close to put your products and stuff on. But the shower is expanding to probably about twice the normal size.
And this is brilliant. I think this is brilliant. Well, it's a trend that I can get behind.
Yes, that you can get into, right?
Yes.
Mirrors are not so much plate glass as they are framed, and that's been going on for a while.
Right.
And then the powder room is more centrally located, the half bath, instead of being kind of off the garage, which it was for a while, or tucked away off the kitchen. It's more centrally located and used only for guests.
Yeah.
It's not just one of the normal bathrooms where people get ready. And then you alluded to this, the multifunctional spaces.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that we are seeing folks do, is right-sizing. Some folks are downsizing because they don't use all their house. Other folks are upsizing because they don't have enough room in their house in order to actually work at home part of the time. You need a quiet spot to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So people are kind of moving. Like if you've got a sitting area in your bedroom, they're kind of moving that furniture out and putting their desk in there.
Right.
If you've got a formal living room, they're kind of using that as a place to work or work out, because a lot of the gyms are closed and have been closed. So they've got to do home workout stuff. So that's just one of the other trends. And then one of the other things is the farmhouse style is kind of going chic. A lot more polished finishes than the roughness and the rustic look. It's a lot more of a finish. Front porches back in. A lot of big front porches are coming back in. And then straight lines, like windows. You're not going to get the eyebrow windows or the arched windows so much. They're straight windows. They're very tall windows. Natural light's a big deal. People want it.
Mm-hmm.
Natural light. So they are going to get it with great big windows. Now, the homes are now so well insulated and tight that having more window space isn't the energy sucker that it used to be.
Mm.
You know, it just used to be a loss of energy.
Your heating and cooling bills would be much higher if you had large windows.
Well, and people are being a lot smarter about the way they position and orient their home.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want a big wall of windows on the west side of your house in Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But on the east side of the house, that's pretty good. On the north side of the house, that's pretty good. South, even, if you have a nice overhang on the outside of that window, the bank of windows across there. So more natural light is a really good, you know, things. The pergola in the backyard, to where it's not really, it's out into the yard. It's not right up next to the house. The living space is expanded out to the corners of the yard if you put a pergola out there and a walkway to it. And a lot of people are doing the more accessible home. That is so that you have a bathroom that someone could actually roll a chair up to.
Mm-hmm.
There, the hallways are 3 or 4 inches wider.
Yeah.
So that the doors can be wider.
So easy accessibility for all people.
Well, and not just wheelchair, but walker.
Yeah.
People are living longer, so
absolutely,
they need a little bit of assistance every now and then. Colors in homes. You are finding a lot of kind of natural colors in homes that bring warmth to the home.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have a lot of the rust, warm greens, deep reds. We're not talking crimson here, but deep reds leaning toward the rust. Some soft grays are still in. Some browns are coming back. Taupe is coming back. All shades of blue are in.
Hmm.
And some lavenders actually are coming back. Hope we don't see the resurgence of the lavender toilet and sinks that we did in the past, right?
Yeah, so, it was pink tile and some of those trends can stay.
We alluded to this before, but the garages are being expanded.
Yeah.
Like you'll find a tandem garage that's double deep, so that you can have room to park a vehicle
extra
you don't
space.
Use often,
yeah.
Or just storage or workspace or workout space.
I tell you the trend I love. In fact, it was a feature in the house that Marissa and I just bought because it was one of the key features for us, was the utility room was attached to the master closet so that the laundry area, you could do the laundry, and it was right there by the master closet.
But
it
also
had a second door.
Second door also that goes into a family hallway to where it's real easy for the secondary bedrooms to have access to that.
Yep, that's exactly what it was attached to our closet and attached to the hallway.
And it's more than an excuse of a room, too,
yes,
isn't it?
It is. It's a larger room. It is a room.
It's a room.
It's great.
Now, when we have all these windows, you have to think about, well, what are you going to do with the style? Are you going to dress the windows? Are you going to leave them empty? What are you going to do? The trend seems to be, now for a while it was just blank windows. I mean, just windows with no curtains, just a blind on them to control the light, basically. Well, now you're seeing curtains a little bit more, but they're straight, they're floor to ceiling, and they're monochromatic. So you may have, like Kara Pasley, that is my designer that I worked with, she did a blue curtain that had a blue velvet trim on it as part of the curtain, not really a trim. But anyway, part of the panel was velvet, whereas part of it was more like a linen. And you see a lot of that nowadays, to where the curtains are dressed, not necessarily to close, but just to finish out the room and make it a little bit more soft. But you do see a lot of sleek designs, that's for sure. But none of the, I mean, the 70s are, don't put 70s curtains up, okay? That's the very elaborate curtains were in the 70s, and I had them. I mean, and they were expensive, and they were beautiful, but they're a little much.
Yeah.
Shower curtains are now trending ceiling to floor.
All the way.
All the way. So that's a little bit... little bit it, but it's bye-bye to busy. It's more sleek trends.
Thanks for being with us on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast at any time, anywhere you subscribe to podcasts. Just type in Becky Ivins. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you next week on News Radio 1000 KTOK.